Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Existing and expanding drought conditions continue at important times for crops and livestock this fall. Rod Bain for the USDA has the story.
A deterioration of drought conditions over the past month.
During the four-week period ending September 27th, we saw a 5.4 percentage point increase in U.S. drought coverage from 45.5% on August 30th to 50.9% on September 27th. That makes it the first time since early August that we've seen U.S. drought coverage back up above 50%.
Has raised concerns about crops and livestock going into crucial times of the year. That according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. He says for Midwest corn and soybeans near or at harvest phase,
there were no significant rains late in the season to assist any late developing crops in the Midwest.
Translating that into drought coverage for these two commodities.
For the corn production area in drought for the U.S., overall coverage now 40% near the end of September, up from 28% in late August. Similarly, soybeans in drought in the U.S., 38% of the production area on September 27th. Up from 21%.
Meanwhile, cotton and sorghum in the Great Plains continues to experience long-term drought conditions.
U.S. cotton production area in drought 54% on September 27th, up from 47% 4 weeks earlier. Sorghum production area in drought 73% at the end of September, down slightly from 75% 4 weeks earlier.
As for winter wheat crops, now in the planting and germination stages,
64% of the U.S. winter wheat production area experiencing drought on September 27th, up sharply from 53% in late August.
Rippey adds deteriorating conditions in major cattle and hay production areas.
U.S. cattle inventory in drought, 62% on September 27th, up from 56% 4 weeks earlier. Also, hay production area in drought, 52% in late September, up from 41% 4 weeks earlier.
Does not bode well going further into fall and winter.
We're not expecting any significant recovery of grasses and rangelands heading into autumn, which means that supplemental feeding and bringing in food sources from outside areas will likely continue through the autumn, the winter, and into spring.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.